escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A parade weather doesn't get a lot better than what we're seeing today, and that is exactly what's going on right now in Midtown, the 43rd National Dominican Day Parade. The city's Dominican community celebrating its roots in a fun and colorful march up 6th Avenue.
So we're not in the DR, but it sure feels like it. I mean, it's colorful, it's hot, vibrant, and understatement. You can't help but to immerse yourself in the culture, Dominicano or not. I mean, Mayor Adams gets it.
They believe in family, they believe in faith. Always happy to be out here.
And Abigail with Casa de Amor says she has the best of both worlds.
About being Dominican, I love having my own voice. I love being able to speak both languages. The culture, our food.
All right, so I've been learning a lot here. Some common sayings like que lo que, but this one is by far my favorite.
Viva Santo Domingo!
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Dominican Day Parade.
Well, a 25 New Yorker is dead, fatally shot while in Puerto Rico for a Bad Bunny concert. Police say Kevin Mares was an innocent bystander who was hit by bullets fired outside a nightclub in the La Perla neighborhood of San Juan. Police say it happened when several people right near the victim began arguing and pulled out guns. Mares was with three friends to see one of Bad Bunny's 30 concerts in Puerto Rico. There have been no arrests yet in his death. La Perla is located outside the tourist district of Old San Juan and was once the island's largest distribution point for heroin. Well, he's only 17 years old, but the alleged gunman in that triple shooting in Times Square this weekend faces some very serious charges. No one died, but the suspect has been charged with murder. Because police say he apparently targeted one of the three people who were wounded. Investigators believe he and a 19-year-old victim had a beef of some sort and had been arguing before the gunfire near West 44th Street and 7th Avenue. The suspect facing an assortment of other charges in addition to murder, including assault and weapons possession. The three victims are all expected to survive. A subway station in Harlem given an official new name today. It's now the 110th Street Malcolm X Plaza Station to commemorate one of the neighborhood's most historic civil rights leaders, State Senator Cordell Clear.
In this year of the 100th anniversary of his birth, that we should make sure that we do something permanent and lasting and officially designate that subway as Malcolm X Plaza.
Now, plans are in the works as well to install a permanent statue of Malcolm X on the plaza and to renovate the subway station, making it fully accessible. Malcolm X was assassinated in 1965 at age 39. Governor Hochul signing a bill at the subway stop this afternoon, making the name change official. Well, the city's last migrant hotel is set to close. Mayor Adams says a lease with the Row NYC Hotel on 8th Avenue won't be renewed when it ends next April. Row NYC was the first hotel used by the city to take in asylum seekers 3 years ago after Texas started to bust them here. Now it's the last one still in operation. A press release from the mayor says the city has helped move more than 200,000 migrants out of the shelter system and take their next step toward self-sufficiency. Well, violence in the subway last night. A man is recovering after being knifed in the neck in the East Village at the 2nd Avenue Houston Street F train stop. According to police, the 44-year-old victim had gotten into an argument on a northbound platform with another guy who then pulled a knife. The man stumbled upstairs and was rushed to a hospital. The NYPD says they expect the suspect to survive, but they're still trying to track down the guy who attacked him. Well, more violence on the subway this weekend. A subway rider has survived being pushed onto the tracks at a station in Midtown last night after what police say was a random attack. According to officers, the 44-year-old victim was on a one-train platform at the 50th Street station in Hell's Kitchen when a complete stranger suddenly shoved him from behind. Despite some bloody face and leg injuries, he managed to pull himself to safety before a train came with the help of bystanders. He's now in stable condition while police hunt for the stranger that attacked him. A bottled water giveaway today in Paterson, New Jersey. It is day three of a boil water advisory in the city and the neighboring community of Prospect Park after a giant water main ruptured near Hinchcliffe Stadium. Residents with low or no water pressure can also grab a free shower now in Paterson.
We're going to provide even more relief for our residents by way of showers here at our comfort zone.
That is Paterson Mayor Andrew Saya at the opening of a shower station this morning at John F. Kennedy High School. A comfort station with portable toilets opened there yesterday. Repair crews have been having trouble accessing the broken water main, but the Passaic Valley Water Commission now says they expect it to finally be fixed within the next 24 to 36 hours.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.